Hello, I'm Dr. Lan Lan Smith, Editor-in-Chief of The Lancet Hematology, and today we are joined by Professor Dimopoulos, who is going to talk to us about two multiple myeloma trials that have been recently published in the journal. Can I ask you to introduce yourself briefly, please? And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Dr. Smith, for the kind invitation to participate in this interaction with you. I am Meletios Dimopoulos. I am the chairman of the Department of Clinical Therapeutics in Athens, Greece, at the National Kapodistrian University of Athens School of Medicine. It is my pleasure to discuss with you two studies on myeloma.
Can you tell us first about the DREAM-3 study? What's the background of this trial and what was the aim of the trial?
Absolutely. So we know that despite the fact that the outcome of patients with multiple myeloma has significantly improved over the years, we're always seeking new drugs, preferably with a novel mechanism of action. Thus, belantamab mafodotin is an antibody drug conjugate against the BCMA that has shown single agent activity in patients who have heavily pretreated myeloma. They have been exposed and refractory to proteasome inhibitors, to lenalidomide, and also to anti-CD38 in approximately 25 to 30% of patients. In order to establish the activity of this agent, a prospective randomized study was designed and conducted, which compared the standard of care at that time, which was pomalidomide and low-dose dexamethasone, to belantamab mafodotin monotherapy. The primary endpoint of the study was progression-free survival, with secondary endpoints being overall survival, progression-free survival too, and duration of response. There was an unusual observation that despite the fact that the median progression-free survival for belantamab mafodotin was longer numerically as compared to pomalidomide and low-dose dexamethasone, because of an early crossover of the PFS curves, the primary endpoint was not met, so there was no significant, statistically significant improvement of overall progression-free survival in favor of belantamab mafodotin. However, with a further follow-up, we showed that the duration of response of the patients who responded to belantamab mafodotin was considerably longer, in excess of 2 years, as compared to those treated with pomalidomide and low-dose dexamethasone. So the interpretation of the study was that belantamab mafodotin was not associated with a statistically improved progression-free survival compared with standard of care pomalidomide dexamethasone. There were no new safety signals. Belantamab mafodotin associated responses were considerably long, indicating that there is a fraction, and we conclude the ongoing testing of this combination of this drug with other drugs in combination regimens for relapsed and refractory myeloma is worthy of evaluating and further studying.
So summing up, it looks like for patients where it does work, it seems to work quite well, but as a monotherapy, it's probably not going to proceed forward, but you're now exploring it in combination with other drugs. It is really interesting, as you say, needing to, because there are so many drugs for myeloma now, to find out the combinations that will really benefit patients. If we can talk a little bit about your other study. So you're also involved in the Apollo trial, and although the primary results were published a while ago, but now we've got long-term follow-up of this study, which is being published in the Lancet Hematology. Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit about this study as well?
So the Apollo study is a trial, a prospective phase 3 randomized study, which compared the standard of care pomalidomide and low-dose dexamethasone with the addition of daratumumab in patients with multiple myeloma who had received at least one prior line of therapy, which included lenalidomide and bortezomib. The drugs were administered in standard fashion. The primary endpoint was progression-free survival. The study was published a few years ago, and it met the primary objective, which was improvement of progression-free survival. And in this current paper that will be published in your journal, we have a longer follow-up, and also we have data for overall survival. And we're pleased to see that with longer follow-up, a progression-free survival advantage was maintained for daratumumab with pomalidomide and low-dose dexamethasone, but also we saw an overall survival advantage in favor of the combination. And actually, the combination of daratumumab with pomalidomide and low-dose dexamethasone is one of the most often used combination in the setting of patients with myeloma who have been treated with lenalidomide and bortezomib, which is a common situation today, especially for patients receiving lenalidomide maintenance.
Just goes to show the importance of these long-term follow-ups to really see that the progression-free survival benefit does translate into an overall survival benefit as well. How do you see the results of these trials kind of affecting treatment schemas? You just mentioned that the Apollo trial is the treatment schema is widely used now. Where do you see the direction?
As you mentioned, Dr. Smith, single agent belantamab mafodotin may not be an agent that will be used or currently is used. And we have to wait whether combination of this antibody drug conjugate with other active anti-myeloma agents may provide some advantage. So daratumumab, pomalidomide, low-dose dexamethasone combination is being used. The overall survival data reinforced the use of this combination in eligible patients with multiple myeloma, whereas single-agent belantamab mafodotin may require further evaluation in combination with other active drugs for myeloma.
And there's so many different options now for myeloma, including like CAR T cell therapies and other. Yeah. So what are the particular challenges you see for the ones with relapsed and refractory multiple myeloma compared with the, say, newly diagnosed myeloma?
Whereas today we have a very high number of patients with myeloma in whom the disease behaves like a chronic disease, unfortunately, even with long-term follow-up, we arrive at a situation that the patient may acquire resistance to all existing regimens. And thus, we are in a constant need of new agents with new mechanism of action that will be evaluated. And as you mentioned, immune therapy such as CAR T cells, bispecific monoclonal antibodies, either with the target being BCMA or non-BCMA targets, are being evaluated. Already we have two of them, teclistamab and talquetamab and elranatamab, actually, who have been approved by FDA. And others are in evaluation in the context of phase three studies. So we want to have, despite the fact that myeloma is the hematologic malignancy with the highest number of FDA-approved drugs and combinations in hematology, we still need newer drugs with a different mechanism of action.
Yeah, and as you say, it's almost like a chronic disease. You need to look at adverse event profiles as well, because patients are going to be treated for years, aren't they?
Yeah, and also, as you mentioned, you know, there are adverse events that may be cumulative, such as peripheral neuropathy, and also myeloma is a disease of the elderly, and as the patient lives longer with myeloma, they become even older, they acquire comorbidities. So it is not unusual in our clinic to see patients between the age of 80 and 90, you know, being treated for several years. And we have also, at the same time, to try to take care of other significant diseases of the aging, being, you know, heart problems, hypertension, diabetes, peripheral neuropathy, dementia, and the likes.
Sounds like quite the challenge, but it's great to see that there is so much great research that's happening in the myeloma field at the moment. So Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Dr. Smith, for the opportunity to interact with you. And we are very happy to see our papers to be published in your prestigious journal. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. And I definitely encourage everyone who wants to see the full details of the trial to read up on them.